This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Roseburg City Manager Nikki Messenger in, and tomorrow the ribbon cutting for the Gary Leaf Navigation Center. A lot has gone on to get to this point.
There certainly has been a lot going on to get to this point. We received a $1.5 million grant, I've lost track of time, about a year and a half ago, and it's been an extensive process trying to find a site and going from there.
Now, you've got the ribbon cutting, but I mean, that's just kind of a little fun ceremony. There's a lot of work probably before you get this open in the next few days.
So yeah, the shelters themselves that are going up in the parking lot as we speak, they started putting those together yesterday. So there's 10 of those that are being assembled. And then the building itself still will undergo a renovation. So the services will start out of the existing building, but we will be doing a renovation to get it so it's set up for congregate sheltering with bathrooms and showers and everything that's needed for that.
So if somebody doesn't know, kind of explain what these pallet shelters, what that kind of looks like.
So the pallet shelters, and I'm sorry, I should know what size they are. They're about probably 10 by 12 feet. They go together fairly quickly. They include two beds that attach to either of the longer walls, a little table. They have heating and air conditioning, lockable doors so folks can lock their stuff up and have it safe. So really just a safe, secure, small, tiny home type of thing, but goes together pretty quickly, can be taken apart pretty quickly and moved if that were ever needed.
And I understand there will be a shower trailer there and some laundry service available too.
So the shower trailer has been there. Both the pallet shelters and the shower trailer were purchased by UCAN last year about this time in preparation for what was coming. So the shower trailer's there now. It's got six stalls for showers and a laundry facility attached within it as well.
So one of the bigger aspects to this, though, is all the remodeling to come and phase two. How many months, how long is that going to take?
So we will be talking to council on Monday night about using a CMGC type of bidding method where you hire the construction manager, general contractor. So that we've been working with an architect for about 6 months to get to a preliminary design. We'll go through that process, make the selection, and then the contractor and the architect work together to finalize that design so that we can realize some cost savings, look at efficiencies and how it's constructed, and what kind of phasing works best.
So any idea what the timeline might be there?
It'll probably be fall before we're actually in construction on the renovation portion.
And is this a big enough renovation project that it'll be, you know, later in the winter or maybe even next spring before it's done?
The timeline on the actual construction, I'm not sure, but that it probably will be end of the year before we're done.
Now, you've got a lot of work ahead there, but to get to this point has been a kind of a long desired aspect of a lot of people who have been wanting to find a way to get some of these services all in one place.
Yeah, it's definitely something that is very visible in our community. The public is frustrated with it. The unhoused are frustrated. The advocates are frustrated. So it'll be good to have a place that people can go to identify what services are available and get into a case management situation where they have help accessing those services.
Now, you got the initial state grant to take care of this, but also, because of the timeline, then you can apply for more state funds, right?
Yeah, we've already applied for an additional $1 million, which we believe is coming through shortly. We're in that process, but it's going to take more than that, and we'll be dipping into the ARPA funds that the city has access to get us through this first two-year period while we continue to identify how the ongoing funding is going to work.
Yeah, and do you expect that to be kind of a diverse source of places?
It's going to have to be. Yeah, and we did receive also $300,000 from Umpqua Health Alliance, so that's been very helpful as well.
And going forward now, how is this going to operate? You've got UCAN with a contract to do it. What's it going to look like?
So UCAN is fully in charge of the operations. They already have identified their first resident. He will be moving in just as soon as the power is installed, which I believe is scheduled right now for next Monday. And then the services will start, they'll start taking additional applications after the July 4th weekend, because our official opening needed to be by June 30th, but really that's right before the holiday weekend. So it'll ramp up July 5th after that holiday weekend, when they can start bringing people in, taking applications, assigning case managers, and helping them access those services.
What kind of response have you gotten from the community just for this project getting to this point?
It's been an interesting response. We had a neighborhood only invite meeting. 200 invitations were sent out, and we had about two people show up, and those two people were already really familiar with what was going on there because they're associated with UCAN in some way. So that was a little bit disappointing, because there was a lot of noise when that building was purchased. And then we had a community open house. My days are running together on Monday. And we had a better response there, but still not a huge turnout.
And talk about the ceremony tomorrow morning. What will happen?
So tomorrow morning really is just kind of a ceremonial dedication of the building and the project to Gary Leaf. So Carol will be there to receive a plaque that we've created to commemorate the fact that Gary was so instrumental in getting this funding to make this happen. A little ribbon cutting ceremony, two or three speakers, really pretty simple ceremony, because we know we still have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, a lot of work to get to this point, but a long road forward.
Exactly. It's a great point to celebrate. You know, we made the opening date, and we're on the road to getting this thing fully functional, but there's still some work to do.
All right, Roseburg City Manager Nikki Messenger, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:38.